We are well ahead of ourselves in terms of the schedule. If anybody has any questions for Dr. Ronco. Claudio, all I can say is I commend you. That is a tour de force, really. And the dedication is fantastic. Do you have this scaled for different size children?
There are three different circuit and filters that go from a priming volume of 27 at the minimum to a maximum of a priming volume of 47. So you can actually treat babies from less than 2 kilos up to 10 kilos. And this is an area that was completely neglected before by technology. So I think that this is very important. The other thing I want to let you know is that I know this two goals thing is working to bring this machine into United States because FDA is well aware about this, and possibly you will have it available very soon. In Europe, we have already, I think now, a population of 27 neonates that have been treated with success.
Fred?
Claudio, thank you very much. That was a fabulous talk, and you really, as Isaac said, should be really commended. I think the last point you made was something that really resonates with many people in the United States. There's a real declining interest in nephrology. The number of fellows applying for fellowships in nephrology has really decreased. And I think in large part perhaps to the reason you mentioned dealing with the administrator and, organizers of healthcare systems. And I think the point you made about working with an individual patient and being able to help and innovate is so, so important. And I hope you can convey that message at the ASN meetings this year and help stimulate some interest in nephrology. So thank you. I think we all appreciate your work.
Thank you, Fred. I think there is one important probably message that we should give to fellows. We have such a good, sophisticated dialysis machine today that they are like black box. You don't know what happened inside. And I think that when young fellows pass through the dialysis center, they see this machine working, but they tend to forget all the construction and the basics that is originating this technology. So I think it will be probably a good idea to go back to basic a little bit and making young fellows not afraid to share with nurses the initial approach to dialysis, to learn what the negative pressure is, what the positive pressure is, what the pump or an alarm is. So I think that we really need to rebuild a full heritage of knowledge concerning the how dialysis works.
I agree with you 100%. You know, the challenge that fellows have or faculty have in dealing with the administrative hierarchy at the hospital, the FDA, owners of dialysis facilities have made it very, very difficult to do that. So you really should be very much admired and really should be, something that people can look up to and hopefully emulate. So thank you.
If it was simple, we will let do other people, right?
Hi, Dr. Ronco. Thank you for a very, very good talk. I'm a fellow in pediatric nephrology, and your work is definitely an inspiration for us. I have two questions for you. One, with the Carpe Diem machine, have you had much experience with putting on an ECMO or extracorporeal membrane oxygenation circuits and at the same time you're trying to get fluid overload resolved? And the second question is, has there been much interest on the part of neonatal intensivists given that this can be multifactorial, not just for AKI, but in your example for exchange transfusions in the neonatal period?
Okay, so as far as the first question, I can tell you that in Rome, one of my collaborators, Dr. Ricci, has worked on the combined CVVH ECMO system. And we are day by day, fixing and improving the machine, especially to operate, picking the blood from the ECMO circuit and getting back to the same circuit. So it is something that it is ongoing work. For the other thing, I think that this machine I designed with the concept that I always thought a machine should be, which is a MOST platform. We call MOST like multiple organ support therapy. And if you think about the possibility to manage fluid, you can support the heart. To remove CO2 in the extracorporeal circulation, you can do DCAP, not an ECMO, but a DCAP, really. If you remove plasma exchange and blood exchange, you can manage hyperbilirubinemia. It's not a therapy for it, but it is a bridging organ replacement or support that you can provide. So I think absolutely yes, the platform is there, and it has, as you have seen, different capabilities. Of course, it was not originally licensed to do blood exchange or plasma exchange, but we felt that for compassionate use, we had to do that, and we demonstrated that it can be done, and now all the regulatory aspects are getting fixed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Claudio.
Thank you.